Tzvasemis in this week's parsha, Parshas Matos, has the following ha'orah. He says that there's no question that when if Bnei Reuven received the Eiver HaYarden, that was the portion that they were supposed to receive. The Yedi'im Bechira, so at the end of the day, if that's what they got, that's what they were supposed to get. So the question is, what was the taina on them? We see Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset at them, etc. Says the taina of them was they were supposed to get it after Chalukas Ha'aretz. Chalukas Ha'aretz would come and there'd be a girl, which is, means Al Pi Hashem, and this would be designated for them. That's what they're supposed to get. Instead, they came and they rushed it up and they wanted to get it beforehand. The desire to do that, Svasema says, because they were going after their natural instincts that they felt this would be the good place to take care of their property, their possessions. So if that was their focus, it was problematic. Now they were a shirim. They had the Medrash says that they did have a unique amount of mikna, like the pasuk mikna rav. They did have a unique amount of mikna, different than what the rest of Klal Yisrael had, and this was the appropriate place for them mitzad their mikna. But if you stop and think a question, why the Rishon give them a lot of mikna? The Rishon gave it to them for that was part of their avodah that they have to have. They have to learn to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu from a teich hashiris. And the Rishon would give them a piece of land which would be also rich in that sense. And therefore they were given the Nisoyan of Ashiris. If they understand that the purpose of having their Ashiris is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Kalim to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Rodessa talks about in multiple places, that whatever we have, the possessions we have in this world, are not just something which are mikra that we have them, they're given to us specifically because these are our kelim to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why tzaddikim, their moment is chaviv to them, yosem yigufu. So we're not supposed to look at that as something which is not in some way truly connected to us. Our moment is truly connected to us in the sense that this is the mamash, the kelim which we have to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are major kelim that, and this is connected to our neshama and our purpose and our function. And on a Shevet level, this is on the Shevet's level, the Shevet's function. But the problem is you can feel that your money is the defining element of you because your focus is money, and you enjoy having money, and you enjoy having the power that money has, and you enjoy the feeling of safety and security that money gives you. And that's why money becomes the defining element of who you are. A defining element or the defining element, depending how much you are steeped in it. Or you are a person who's Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from that vantage point, this is an intrinsic part of who you are because you have to learn to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these items. They're there for you to facilitate your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The taina on them was, like Rashi points out, they made the ikur, they made the ikur and the tuffel. They said, there's no person who should come along and say, yes, this is my avoda, and I see that as being more than my avoda, than my responsibility to make sure that Torah is given over to the next generation. That their money is the ikur and their children are a tuffel. So that was the siman l'davar that they were getting it wrong. That they weren't seeing the money as a hechatimsa, but money became the focus. But to think that money isn't significant, and that it's not a tremendous responsibility that we have to use it appropriately, that's a mistake as well. So the fact that they pushed it is a tain on them. The Chazal used a lotion of itenachla, which they attempted to get. Mevuhelis, which they were mevialate. They tried to get it too quickly. And that's the tine on them. They wanted to get it too quickly. As long as we can recognize that something which comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're willing to wait that it should come in the appropriate time, in the appropriate place. Have a good Shabbos.